kind of timber was there around the... What kind of lumber was there? What kind of trees and things did you have?
Oh, we didn't have any trees. We had lumber yards had people you had the Farrison's lumber yard. Three-masted schooners come in with loads of lumber from up the country.
But you didn't have too many. Well, the reason why I ask is someone mentioned that some of the first people came in here, there was like there might have been some mahogany and stuff. It was, you know, pine that was here. When you were small, there weren't very many trees.
The only thing that I know of is a place called Mahogany Island. That's up near Marathon, where some stranger came down here and bought the damn thing. People used to go over there to look at it. But the whole island is nothing but mahogany.
What's the native type of trees and things that you'd find here?
Coconut trees, sapodillis, mangoes, guavas.
How about animals? What kind of animals that were here? What kind of animals did they have here? Animals. When you were small, did they have very many type of different?
No.
How about horses? They have horses?
Yeah, few horses. Just a few, very few. And I think there's four or five. They own, or somebody lives up in the upper part of the island there. They keep them in there. The only time they ride them when that is down this way in a procession. Stuff of that kind, some nice looking animals.
But they never used them for like wagons or.
No.
Did they use any animals for pulling things like around the, you know, like for hauling? And
yeah, well, yeah.
What did they use?
They have an auction room down there that they sell all kind of fruits and stuff, bananas, and they have. Caught them from the auction room to the place of business.
Make sure I get you. And, the reason why I say now, did they have any cattle on the islands around when you were young?
The only cattle I had, was the cows, where they got the milk from. We used to, before that happened, they have a steamer named Fanita. She used to run from Fort Myers to Key West. Well, they'd drive the cattle down and have them down there to Fort Myers, and then they'd drive them to a small island, Punta Gorda. And that's where the dock was, and the steamer there. And they'd drive them on in there. But they're just about 12 hours run from there here, and they'd land them early in the morning right to foot of Duval Street, and they'd have two horses, one midway and one in back. Cow get out of line, run him in back. And they got a few of the boys around here, Henry Sands they got horses, horseback, and they used to go, and one of them was a druggist. He was a man, died a man. He worked in this drugstore over here in the corner, and he got some stuff there that he called some kind of life, and he squashed some of that on them damn cows, and they go wild. He reminded of these fellas, these bronco busters, and the album is kicking them, but that is what they wanted. Women folk going to work, and they go out back, and one woman got ripped hair right on into her mouth. She practically ruined for life. She died at the end of the day. They were all working the cigar factory, and they go, some woman's dog, when they leave the home and get to go to work. And then we used to have a lot of fun with the cattle.